Well, we've been contacted by a number of people over the past couple of weeks in relation to the dietary service for people with diabetics in County Leitrim, where they would normally have appointments sometimes monthly, sometimes more often, and the service simply isn't available and they've been referred to go to Sligo. Some of them, we had one person who's over 80 years of age and is not suitable or capable of making a long trip like that. And we need to see this service put back in place as quickly as possible. We also had another person who, you know, can go to Sligo and is quite prepared to travel, but the clinic there is extremely busy and is overrun because the fact that the clinic in Leitrim isn't working, and that's because we haven't got the staff. And the letter I received back from the HSC said that the staff wasn't in place at the moment and that they were having a difficulty because of the recruitment ban, which has been in place since, of course, before the new year. And that's something that needs to be addressed quickly because it's a problem across the entire country where diabetics are not receiving the kind of service that they require because of an absence of staff.
What's the likelihood, though, of the HSE lifting that recruitment ban? We see multiple calls for it from not just the likes of yourself, but even the INMO have issued a statement this week looking for that to be lifted.
Well, I think the pressure has to be put on to the minister to ensure that that's done. It's a long, long time ago. I think Simon Harris, in fact, who's soon to take over as Taoiseach, was Minister for Health at the time when I was calling them for to put services in place in Sligo for diabetics, for to have somebody to train people how to use the pump for adults, and that still hasn't happened. So, you know, we've got serious issues in that whole area, and unfortunately, for people with that particular condition, which diabetic can be a life-threatening condition at times for people, you know, they don't get the kind of attention that it requires because it's considered to be one of these conditions, you know, after every second person has that sort of thing, and it's dismissed like that. But the fact of the matter is that it is very, very serious for a large number of people, and we need to ensure that we have proper services in place. And with the proper services, they can live a normal life as anyone else, but they need to have those services in place, and it's absolutely vital that that's done. So I think pressure needs to come on to the new Taoiseach and to the Minister to ensure that we get podiatry services restored in Leitrim, but proper and adequate services in place for all diabetics across the entire state.